Blake's Reach by Catherine Gaskin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Jane pushed herself forward in the hay, craning to get the last glimpse of the coach before it vanished along the road that led south to London. It was a day of spring, unexpectedly dropped into late February. All morning there'd been showers, and the air was sharp and clean. From the heights of Hampstead Hill, the towers and roofs and steeples of the distant capital were clearly visible. A glittering city. And for Jane, who had never seen it at closer hand, one possessed of a devilish, compelling enchantment which gave her no peace. It wasn't that life here at the Feathers was dull, or they didn't hear enough of London and its doings. A coaching inn, on the road to the north from London, placed strategically at the end of the long, upward pull to the heights, would never lack business. They heard the gossip of the capital almost as soon as it reached the coffee shops in Fleet Street. The excellence of its food and service was well known, and in its time the Feathers had served many important political figures, as well as the men and women who made up the world of society and the court. The Feathers was nothing if not cosmopolitan, carrying out its business, as it did, almost on the fringe of the great city. But the fringe for Jane Howard was not enough.